The Manhattan Sanction, A View to a Kill.
Seems like every time I come here it's raining.
It wasn't like Starlight Glimmer minded the rain. For her current mission, the benefits and drawbacks were a wash, really. On the one hoof, the clouds helped obscure the moon, and the increased darkness made it easier for her to avoid being seen in her current location. But on the other, the occasional flicker of lightning heightened her chances of being spotted by the wrong pony, not to mention the increased difficulty of making the shot. As the best marks pony in the service, that last part wasn't really a risk, just something that she kept in mind. At least the tarp was keeping most of her dry, though her chest and tail were soaked. The rooftop of Le Petit Plot, one of Manhattan's finest eateries, was hardly her preferred choice for a sniper's nest, but it had two things that made it suitable for the night's work. First, it had three methods of escape that wouldn't require her to use magic, something she considered essential. Teleports were flashy and noisy, and when trying to escape, both things were to be avoided. Second, it had a perfect line of sight into the penthouse suite owned by Astral Meadow, her target that evening. But for a pony clever enough to have hidden his activities for years, having an apartment only a few stories off of the ground with great sightlines thanks to the floor-to-ceiling windows seemed like an uncharacteristically stupid move. But in her years of working in the service of the Crown, Starlight had long since learned that even the brightest ponies could be stupid when they wanted to be. And that the glass wasn't even bulletproof was ample evidence of that. She checked the time. Meadow would be arriving home soon, assuming that he didn't stop on the way home from the charity gala. But she doubted that would be the case, though. The ponies of Station M, Manhattan, had done a bang-up job of shadowing the businessman for the past 5 months, and they had found that he always made sure to be home early on the third Tuesday of each month. After all, he had an auction to run. The dossier on her target had been notable for the lack of the usual biographical information, but given the subject, it was hardly a surprise. Every pony with even the slightest bit of awareness knew who Astral Meadow was. Nearly every major happening in Manhattan over the past decade had borne his hoof marks, and with good reason. A billionaire, Meadow had made a name for himself with his generous philanthropic work, always claiming that he wanted to give back to the people who had helped him get to where he was. Starlight wondered how much of the charity had been genuine, and how much of it had merely been attempts to curry favor. Even Princess Celestia hadn't wanted to believe the evidence at first, though she'd quickly come around after seeing that it was incontrovertible. Astral Meadow was more than a philanthropist. He was also a full smuggler, supplying the seedy underbelly of Manhattan and other parts of Equestria with orphans and full-nap children, and he'd been doing so for years. To succeed in her position, Starlight had developed a certain detached coolness towards the darker things in life. It was one of the first things that they taught her when she joined the special branch of Equestrian Intelligence, and she prided herself on her not inconsiderable talent for it. But she had found it very difficult to maintain that coolness after reading the reports detailing what had happened to some of Meadow's victims. The photographs had only served to make things worse. The only reason that she was still on the mission was that every other pony in Special Branch had reacted the same way, and perhaps none more than Princess Luna, their leader.
"Send a damn message, Glimmer,"
Luna had said when she had given Starlight the assignment.
"Let these foul ponies know that the shadows will not protect them any longer."
Of course, that was easier said than done. There were considerable politics involved, complicated by the fact that Meadow was currently the leading candidate for the mayorship of Manhattan. Celestia had agreed with the need to send a message, but she had made it clear that there could be no political blowback directed to Canterlot, to say nothing of Special Branch or the princesses themselves. And that's why Starlight was on the rooftop, watching through the scope of a far-sight sniper rifle as the lights in Meadow's penthouse turned on. As her target appeared in the scope, she had to swallow the urge to kill him right then and there. Astral Meadow was the primary objective, but the secondary objective was nearly as important, getting photographs of the other attendees that evening for later use in prosecution. She activated the small camera attached to the side of her scope, bringing one hoof up to rest on the shutter button. Starlight didn't recognize the first two ponies, but the third made her pause. Iron Cuffs, the chief of Manhattan Police, had just entered the room.
"Okay, so either the intelligence is bad, or he's here for the auction."
As much as she wished it were the former, her gut told her it was the latter. That would certainly explain how the operation had remained hidden for so long. She snapped pictures of the fourth, another pony that she didn't recognize, and the fifth, who she did. Flower Tree was Meadow's business partner in the full smuggling. It made sense that she would want to be there to see the latest fruits of her cruel hoofwork. The five ponies sat in various chairs, chatting idly with her host, who was serving them all copious glasses of some libation, brandy if she had to guess. As that was going on, she removed the camera from her scope, sliding it into the small saddlebag on her right side. There wouldn't be time for that after she'd fired. She estimated she had 30 seconds at most before eyes started being cast outward. Less, perhaps, with Chief Cuffs involved. Either way, she intended to be gone before then. Once every pony had their drink, Meadow took his place in the most padded chair, the one near the fire, and gestured to some pony she couldn't see from her vantage point. As the first terrified filly was led into the room, she felt her tension ease, even as bile rose in her throat. The intelligence was good, and damn it to Tartars for being so. There was nothing left to do but take the shot. She sighted in on Meadow's head, waiting for him to stop moving as he laughed at a joke that he just told. As she stared into his glowing eyes, she felt a surge of hate, which she had to tamp down lest her hooves start shaking.
"Watch the filly, you bastard,"
she whispered, taking one last breath to steady herself. She blinked one eye closed to clear her eyes, making sure the crosshair was in the right place, and pulled the trigger. Even suppressed, the sound of the shot echoed off the buildings around her, but wearing earplugs, Starlight didn't hear it. As soon as she saw the flash of red through the scope, she pulled back, tossing the tarp away and throwing the rifle down onto the ground. Picking up the flask that she had been issued, she tugged the stopper out with her teeth before using the contents to douse the rifle. The bespoke acid immediately went to work on the metal, which bubbled and sagged. If any pony happened to search this rooftop later, all they would find would be a pool of untraceable slag. She wadded up the tarp, picked up the brass casing from the ground that she'd fired, and ran for the ladder at the back of the roof. And then half an hour later, she was safely in her hotel room, nursing a glass of scotch as she turned the camera over again and again in her hooves. In the morning, she'd turn it over to the head of Station M and be done with the whole affair. She couldn't help but wonder how they would handle Chief Cuffs. Probably a forced retirement, she decided, followed by a lot of questioning to find out what else he knew. With any luck, he'd disappear afterwards. Either way, she was glad that wasn't her problem to handle. Finally feeling calm enough to sleep, she drained the glass, setting it down on the nightstand before sliding into the cool sheets of the bed. And from there, she slept soundly that night. It's quite an interesting take with a James Bond mix with Starlight Glimmer. I like it. Starlight kind of fits that role nicely, like a spring roll on a cruise ship and... Anyway, let's get on to our very awesome donators. Top donators: TacoCat598, Peter Coulthard, J10 Man, Darkside, Gauntlet, and Only One Thing. Zar630, Strix, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moonheart, Drake Love Dragon, Pastel Skies, Magazine, CrazyKiller557, Dospo, Madman Stan, Delta Omega, Jack Hedge, RuneScythe9852, Hunter Norman, Stephen Bingham, Dash of Evergreen, Rhiney Dragonwolf, Ponyman, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Sword Brother and Mordred, Ronan Wandering, Renipers and Mangai, Easy, Skyochia, Leslie Prickett, Jordan Peterson, Crimson Kitten A9, Lightskin, Monster Kitty, Needs a Life, Milan Behene, and many more stealthy people. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.